Today's message has been brought to you by Faith Family Church in Billings, Montana. For more information, visit faithfamilybillings.com.
Good morning. You all look radiant this morning and so beautiful. How many of you are awake this morning? Yeah. And if you're not awake, we are going to be awake in about 1 minute because we're going to open with just welcoming the King of Kings and Lord of Lords into this house, because that's why we're here, and that's what this whole life is all about. He made us to be brave, courageous. He made you to be more than a conqueror. He created you in His image so that we could fellowship with Him, so we could commune with our Savior. He's the most amazing Father. He's loving and He's kind. So Lord, we lift up this morning to You, and we thank You that we have prepared for this day because You meet us in our expectation. We have prepared for this day because we love You. There is nothing we love more in this life than You, Lord, because You are all-encompassing. You are the God who made us to, in giftings, that we can bless others, that we can bless each other, that we can be a body that can work together to accomplish the things of the kingdom, to bring them from heaven to earth, to see people walk in freedom, to see the joy of the Lord that's our strength come to pass, that we can say to those mountains, move, and you shall be moved, because we are in faith and we believe this word. We believe the word of God. There is nothing more true than this word of God. And we will believe until we see the goodness of God in the land of the living. And we believe in spite of the news. We believe in spite of everything that we see and everything that's going wrong. We believe. And each woman in this room will accomplish what she set out to do, what you've put in front of her. So, Father, we praise you. And we thank you because there is nothing like you. There is nothing like you. You taste so good. You're so sweet. You are the King. So, Lord, we glorify you today. We magnify your name. We praise you. So, Lord, I commit to you every word that you speak through me, and it will set out to do what it's supposed to do. Not one word will fall to the ground. And we praise you, Jesus, that this is your word. This is your morning. These are your women. So we bless you, Father, in your precious, precious holy name. Amen. I want to tell you about my love for Jesus. I started out, someone asked me to come to church, and I just fell in love with the Holy Spirit. And let me tell you, that we will face so many trials in this life. We face so many situations, but I'm telling you, the love of Jesus, it's here to conquer every single thing. And I'm here this morning to encourage you on how to be brave and how to be strong in the midst of every circumstance, in the midst of every situation, how to be strong, because there is strength on the inside of you. And this is over and over. There's strength on the inside of you. You have Jesus living on the inside of you. There's no greater thing than what's on the inside of you. And we face this world, but we do it with an amazing backup. But He's the all in all, you know? Like we can go forth and know that He is there in the midst of anything. So, okay, I'm going to start. Thank you so much. You are awesome. Although I do want that the whole time, because it really does, like, it helps, you know? Like, I know, I'm like, I feel it right here. But I am going to teach a little this morning, which I can do. I can teach. I can teach and not just breathe. I'm going to start out by reading some out of a book. A hero is an extraordinary individual who finds the strength to persevere and endure in spite of overwhelming obstacles. Some of you in this room are fighting some overwhelming obstacles. You feel surrounded. You feel like, oh, you wake up in the morning and you have to tell yourself, get up and fight. Some of you are in a good place, but others are in a place where they need to fight. A hero is a faith-filled child of God who so believes in the goodness, worthiness, and faithfulness of God that she is obedient to his call on her life in public and in private. Heroes are marked by integrity and a willingness to do the right thing when no one is watching. They are courageous, not foolish, but courageous, when fear could swallow them whole. They help when it hurts. They stand when their knees shake. Heroes have strength and fortitude that hold firm when storms blow around them. Knowing God's way is best despite opposition. They're willing to be used by God and allow him to direct them into all that he will entail. Heroes roll up their sleeves and get to work no matter how daunting the task in front of them. They're faithful and can be counted on to do the right thing, to cling tight to the Lord over and over and over and over, and then, oh, wait, it's all good. Nope, over and over. Because count it all joy, we get to experience trials of many kinds, and we never arrive here on earth. We never get to the point where we are just, we're there. And let me tell you, the world says, if you get the right car and you get the right house, you get the right 401k and you get enough money in the bank, you've arrived. Let me tell you, that does not work. It might feel comfy and cozy, but it doesn't work. There is a God-shaped hole on the inside of you crying out. And it's saying, come to me and be intimate with the Father. And there's nothing that will fill that besides the Word of God in you and you fellowshipping with him. So you can be counted on when you're a hero. You cling tight to the Lord over and over. This is heroism. And if it has ever been needed, surely it is needed now. Let me tell you, when we face things, when we look around in the United States today and we see all the statistics of Christians and how we used to be the majority and we are now turning into more of a minority, let me tell you, God has not changed in his power. And let me tell you, when we believe what we see in this word, we are heroes because we are light to the lost and we are light in the darkness. And this time, we're going to shine bright. We are going to shine bright. This whole weekend was about fearless. And I'm telling you, I'm looking at women who know how to fight battles. We're going to talk about fighting battles today. War, I'm going to take a drink. War is often a subject that women may shy away from. We as women, we like our homes and we like them beautiful and cozy and comfortable. But I mean, I'm telling you, the thought of fighting in a battle terrified me when I was younger. I thought I would never be in the army. I could never be in the Navy. I had this thought of war where I literally pictured myself like if I was out there, you know, those big dirt holes like from the World War II movies, trenches, out in the trenches. I would be the one being like, I don't want to go. Don't make me go. And you know why? Because I didn't know who I was. I didn't know who my God was. I loved Jesus, but I didn't have my identity fully created in him yet. I looked around and I looked at other people and I thought, yeah, I like what they do and I like what they do. And maybe I should be this and maybe I should be that. But until you get your identity solid in the Lord God, you will know who, you will know who you are and you won't be looking around to fill someone else's shoes. You'll know what your shoes look like. These are my shoes. I own them. I walk in them. I like them. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to dress in superhero colors for y'all because I know who I am. I'm not afraid. I used to be afraid. I'm telling you, I used to quiver at the thought of like someone thinking, does she know who she is? And I'd be like, well, yeah, in public, I'm really good at knowing who I am. But at home, I'd be like, God, who am I? Who am I? But then, the Word of God got in me. And I started to find who I was. And I had these little glimpses. I had these little moments where I knew who I was or I knew who I was going to be. And I just kept feeding the word and feeding the word, and slowly but surely you will grow and you will see yourself turning into who God created you to be. And you will not want another position. You will only want yours, and you will stand in yours, and you will be secure. And you will be able to look others in the eye. Say, I know who I am. I don't care. I clean houses. I don't care if it's I'm a house cleaner. I know who I am. I will not be ashamed. I'll not be afraid of people. I will not walk around saying, I just don't know. I just don't know how it's going to turn out. I will not mumble. I will not quiver. I will not sit in a corner any longer. Because I have. I have sat at my home, and I've literally been in a ball and cried. This was years ago, not yesterday. But I thought, dear God, what am I going to do? And now I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to read this word, and I'm going to stand this word. I'm going to proclaim this word. I'm going to know this word, and I am not going to give up on this word, because God never gives up on us. He never gives up on you. I don't care if we have to repent 10 times a day and turn around, but we're going to get to a place where we don't have to repent 10 times a day. He's going to be so full in us that we walk in him, and we go, no, like, that's not who I am. I know who I am. And you don't even want to do things that used to be a little bit appealing. You just want Jesus. And he's so satisfying. He's the most satisfying drink you will ever have. He's the most satisfying food you will ever eat. He is meat. He's protein to us. He is what gives us strength and energy in the morning when we wake up. Because I'm telling you, I'm not a morning person, praise God. But I have to sit this morning in my bed. I'm a daughter of God. Oh my goodness, what day is it? Oh, where am I? Like, I have to wake up and make my mind work. And I don't know who of you are morning people, but bless you, it's a God-given gift. Because others have to work on it. And I like really strong coffee in the morning. So, yes, I want to talk to you about exploring God's victory. It says in Proverbs 25:2, it says, it's the glory of God to conceal a matter and the glory of kings to search it out. It's the glory of us queens, because we're royalty. We search out the depths of who he is. We search out who he is in the morning and in the evening and in the afternoon. And I'm telling you, I have 7 kids, and I know that in the midst of everyday life, we can sit and we can say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You have every answer, because I can't meet every one of my kids' needs. I can't physically possibly do it. I can't be there every moment of every day for each one of them, but I know a God who has every one of their needs met, every college picked out that they're going to, or vocation they're going to be, every Bible college paid for. I know a God who has full supply. And when I put every bit of my trust in him, there's nothing lacking, there's nothing missing, and nothing broken. Now, does that mean I have perfect kids? Oh, Jesus knows, no. We do not have perfect kids. And if you know me, you know we don't have perfect kids. We don't have a perfect life. We don't have a perfect marriage. But I know a God that's perfect. And I'm going to work with him every day until I die. I'm not moving from my spot. I'm not moving. And I'm going to speak to those mountains until I see them. Not just budge, but fall into the sea. Because praise the Lord for promises. And I'm telling you, we've seen promises being fulfilled. And we've also seen a counterattack of the enemy that's like, whoa, where did that come from? But I'm getting stronger, and I start to know not just who my God is, but who my enemy is. I know his tactics. I know how he works. I know the week before a conference that we've been praying over and praying for, that weird things happen because the enemy doesn't want the word of God to get planted in you so you can become strong and fight in your battle. So going back to being in the trenches and being really afraid. So let's walk through 10 years and 10 years of trial and tribulation, and where there were times I wanted to just crumble. But now I was like, no, we would get back up and all sorts of things happening. And then I come out and I'm like, man, I'm stronger. I actually don't fear the battle. I actually kind of crave the battle. I want the battle. You know why I want the battle? Because I know the victory is mine. And you know what else? The word is the sword. I actually see myself now. I see myself on the horse. and don't get me wrong here. Like, I'm not being proud about this. I see myself on the horse with the sword saying, Let's go. Let's go into the enemy's territory. Let's take back people that have been broken, people that have been hurt, people that are down and out. Let's go and let's fight for them because we're the strong. Okay, so let's fight for them. Let's believe for them. Let's bring them along because strong people fight for other people, right? Am I right? We're warriors. We are women of the word. We are warriors. So we're his royalty, and he's longing for us to seek out his plan and purpose. His calling on each one of us is so specific, and when you get intimate, he will reveal every detail because it's the glory of God to reveal when you get intimate with him. And he will tell you, he won't withhold from you. He's not sitting up there saying, maybe later. No, he's like, come to me. I want to whisper it to your ear. And I want to see you empowered so you don't go around this mountain over and over and over. I'm telling you, there are some people that walk around the same mountain until they pass. I want to see heaven come to earth. I want to see my children go farther than I ever did. And I want to see the legacy be passed down and passed down and passed down. I want children who are strong in the Lord and the power of his might. I should get to some verses. But the answer is Jesus. His blood is on the mercy seat crying out. In his word lies the truth for each one of us. He's calling us by name. We're his bride and we are also his royalty. If any of you think for a second he's not on our side, that's the farthest thing from the truth. The truth of the matter is he loves you with an everlasting love. His love is so deep and so wide and completely unfathomable to our human comprehension. Here's the thing, our spirit meets this world. And the spirit, it looks backwards and upside down, and in this world, they have to meet, but the spirit is more real than what we're facing. When we're facing things, we can conquer it through the spirit of God. If we could see into the spirit realm for 1 minute, it would blow our minds, because there's angels fighting on your behalf every minute of every day, of every hour. He never sleeps. God never sleeps. He doesn't rest like we need rest. He's already done it. He's already done it all. He's your creator, your lover, your king, your advocate and judge. He's your shepherd, the lion of the tribe of Judah, and the bright morning star. He created you with such detail in his thought, and you're each gifted for a purpose. The purpose is to share the kingdom of God to the very ends of the earth, and you can do it from your living room. You don't have to travel to Africa. If you're called, bless you, and we will fund you. But if you know who you are, we can battle in such a way from our very homes. And I'm telling you, there was a chair in my living room, not this house, but the last house. It fit me perfectly. And I would just pray and pray in it. Not that I don't pray anymore. I was just saying this exact moment where when you cry out to God and when you meet with him, oh, glory to God, he has the answers, and it's faith and patience that you walk it out. And I'm growing in faith and patience. I'm growing in knowing him. I'm growing. I'm growing. I'm growing. I'm not staying the same. So, wow, that's quite a commission set before us. So let's break it down. Where do we begin? Well, before war, there's always preparation. Boot camp, if you will. So we're going to talk about the whole armor of God, Ephesians 6, 10 through 18. I'm going to read it quickly. You ready for this? Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. Don't go around naked, people, okay? That you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, for we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand, therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the word of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and all supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. So the armor is our protection. He didn't give us armor so that we could go around and being like just clanky and like, like I'm a Christian, I'm a Christian. He gave us armor to protect us. And I'm telling you, there's a lot of naked Christians around here that are not putting on the armor because we choose not to and we think we're good. We got to this place and we're good. We are always, every day, needing to put on the armor. It is what God wants for our life, and he wants abundance for our life. So we have these things we need to agree with in obedience to him. And the obedience is that we put it on. He doesn't put it on for us. We clothe our kids when they're 1 and 2. When they're 3 and 4, they start to dress themselves. So when you're a baby Christian, you get helped. And then when you grow, and then if you are just learning to know Jesus, or if you don't know Jesus at all, we can talk about that. And Heidi talked about it last night. All you have to do is say, Jesus, here I am. I want all of you. So we're growing in this, and there's all these places to grow. So let's break it down a little. Don't leave yourself uncovered. The military never, ever allows a soldier on the battlefield without the proper gear and weapons. Do you know that God gave us everything that we'll ever need in this word? Everything. He gave us absolutely everything that we need. So you know, the military wouldn't send people out to the battlefield because it would be deadly. What's your battlefield? What do you need? God has it for you. He has your supply. He knows what you're going through. It can be intense, and the most intense battle can be in our minds, women. Our minds. Do you know the enemy is yapping and throwing thoughts at us all the time? He's constantly throwing things at us. And do you know sometimes we let him? Instead of saying, shut up, listen here, devil. Hold on. Shut up. I've got it. I've got the word. So you be quiet. And you can just, wow. Be like that. A little smile in the midst of it. I can do that. Okay. So we know our true enemy. Ooh, this is good. It's not our families. I know some of you think it is. It's not our bosses. It's not our kids. It's not our husband. It's not the things we face. It's not where we've put. It's not the climate we're in, although sometimes that does feel like a battle. When winter doesn't know when to leave, that feels terrible. But praise the Lord, summer's coming. So we know our true enemy, and through intimacy with God, we have a battle plan that is fail-proof. How many of you like fail-proof? How many of you know that if you went into a bunker or something against, like, say, a bomb, you would want it to be fail-proof? God's word is fail-proof. He's the refuge, the strong tower. He is the one that you're completely safe in, right? When you step outside of that protection, you are exposed. And I'm telling you, we don't want to be exposed. We want to stay in the protection of the Almighty. We want to stay there. We want to grow there and root there. We want to know him. Remember, we will walk through the trials, where we're not staying in them. We are not tossed to and fro. And I'm telling you, this is what I've been growing in under the most amazing people who know how to stay steady, and they have their goal and they have a vision. And we're blessed to be under them, but they don't waver. And I have been taught not to waver, no matter what it looks like. When it looks like everything is falling apart, I'm not going to waver. And I'm telling you, there's been a few times it looked like everything was going to fall apart, but I said, nope. And there's this peace on the inside. And even this morning when I woke up, I was like, no. This is what I was made for. You shut up, devil. I'm not even nervous. I'm going to go and I'm going to deliver the word God gave me, and I'm not going to stand up there and shake. I'm not going to stand up there and be like, I don't know what I'm doing. I know exactly what I'm doing because this is what I was made for. So I'm going to deliver the word, and I'm going to do it with boldness. Boldness. And each one of you have something to deliver to the people around you with boldness. No fear. There are gifts on the inside of you. Use them. There are gifts God gave you, and there are things holding them back. Listen closely. There are things in your life, and they look big, just like Heidi said. I'm not jumping up on the stage. I might trip on my pants, but picture Heidi jumping back up on the stage. But the enemy is really smaller. The problems, when we look at our God and how big he is and the supply that he is, he's little tiny, and our problems are little tiny, and they might feel like they are encompassing. But you know what I've learned? Line your problems up and you deal with them one by one and you tell them what to do. I remember when I was younger, I couldn't even look at a menu. I would look at a menu and I would be like, oh dear Lord, there's so many choices. What if I won't like it? What am I feeling like? And now I'm like, no, I have the one on the inside of me. I'm going to be fulfilled. I'm going to order it. I'm going to be confident. I know that sounds little, but it's in the little things that we grow. We grow confidently in the little things. When we step in obedience, little by little, when God says, do this, and we do it in obedience, and we grow in that, there's a purpose and a reason. And you might be going through a season thinking, there's no reason for this season. There's always a reason. And you can grow in it and learn from it. So we're going to take the word and apply it and grow from it. So you might be saying right now, you have no idea what I'm walking through. It's terrible. It's unfathomable. It looks impossible. I'm hurt too deeply, or my years of being a valiant warrior full of expectancy are over. I'm here to tell you, it is never too late while you have lungs in your breath. Your time is not over until you go to heaven, and then we'll be in glory, and we won't have to worry about a single thing on this earth. Not finances, not kids, not anything. We won't have to worry about it. We will be in the glory of God. But right now, it's never too late. I am looking at a strong, beautiful group of women. And the verse says, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. We're not mustering up power on the inside of us. I am starting to work out because we, you know, we're working out. But it's not that I'm trying to muster that out of my own strength. I would have failed so long ago if it was my own strength. It's the power of the Lord. So if you don't, let's see, let's skip that. Okay, so we face tough situations and impossible circumstances, and then we laugh in the face of danger. Ha, 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 devil. Ha, 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 devil. Last night I was laughing really hard. People think it's weird, but you know what I think is weird? I think it's weird that we don't laugh at the devil because he's been defeated. Ha, 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 devil. And you need to start mustering up. You just start doing ha, 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 devil. Ha, ha, ha. And then it'll just start coming up and rising up inside of you. Ah. The enemy's been defeated. I'm God's beautiful daughter. I can do anything. And I'm not saying this out of, you got to get it inside of you because the world is constantly, constantly trying to tear down. And this morning I was, as I was preparing, praying, I just felt like there are some of you that need to stop comparing. Stop reading women magazines for crying out loud. Stop looking at those movies and looking at those women. They're not even real. Like, we need to know that this is real. That women are real. We are walking through real circumstances. We can be real with each other. We don't need to hide. We don't need to put on, you know, plastic faces or even plastic surgery. We are beautiful. And God made us on purpose for a purpose. And keep using your gifts because it's not over yet. Keep using them. So, did you hear that? I'm going to go back because I did skip a really good part. Okay, what are the wiles of the devil? What are the wiles of the, has anyone ever thought of that? Because we read that verse all the time. What are the wiles of the devil? They're devious or cunning stratagems employed in manipulating or persuading some. Hello, hello, okay. Oh, look, we're back. Now I can't use my hands as much. I'll just have to go. No, just kidding. Okay, so the wiles of the devil. He's trying to manipulate you, people. The devil is always trying to manipulate you. It is ridiculous, actually. It's ridiculous how much he's trying to manipulate us and how much we believe him and then, like, agree with it. Uh-uh. No, we need to stop that. We need to think. We need to think, that's not my thought. That's not who I am. Oh, God gave me this illustration, and it made me giggle. Is anyone going to go up to the Queen of England and convince her that her royalty means nothing, or that's not her country? Never. Never is that going to happen. We, women of God, should never, ever be manipulated out of who we are. We should walk like we know who we are. We can walk into any circumstances with excitement, because I know who I am. With purpose, because I'm going to make a difference. With love, because God is love. And without love, we accomplish nothing. So we have love in our hearts. Love so big in our hearts that it can overcome any hatred, any circumstance, any love covers all things. Love covers in such a way it can go in and melt off what the enemy was trying to do. Because do you know how quickly the enemy tries to pit women against each other? Heidi looked at me wrong. I'm mad at her. You know, I'm so mad at her, I'm not talking to her. You know what? And then it just builds and builds and builds and builds. And we should know this by now, right? But like, hello, maybe she was just thinking about like the next women's event that she has to plan. And she was just trying to get something accomplished. But that is how insecurity works. Know who you are and don't be offended by others. Know who you are and walk it out. Know who you are and say, I'm going to love no matter what. I'm going to love. We're going to know the enemy's tactics so we can uncover it, so we can shed light on it, so we can, it's defeated, we pray it out before we ever walk into it. So it literally just parts out of the way. Like when God parted the Red Sea, when he parted the Jordan River, it just parts because we can see ahead. When you're in confusion, you can't see anything. You're literally just spinning around in circles. You don't know what direction you're going. But when you get purposed in God, you have a straight line. A straight line that takes you where you need to go with your family, raising your kids, everything. If you're single, he will show you how to be the most effective that you can be, because there's nothing wrong with that. It is God who purposes you. Don't let anyone talk you out of it. And I'm telling you, there's so many little things that will start to etch into you, from worship to keeping you back from doing it. You know you're called to do it. It'll explode the world, because every battle they went into, they worshiped before and they worshiped afterwards. And David danced crazy before because he was so excited to do and conquer for his king, his Lord. Ah, I could go into David. I'm not going to do that right now. But we uncover and we disarm and we know who the enemy is and we know how to fight him with the word. It always works. It never fails. We can get to where not one word falls to the ground, where everything goes out and does what it's supposed to do. It accomplishes. So when we pray, we have a vital place and we take our positions. No one will be exposed. Ha! Think about that. No one will be exposed. What if we always had each other's back? We're women that don't talk about each other, but we pray with each other. We're women that stand next to each other when we're going through a hard time and uplift one another. We're women who grab arms and we link and they used to go into battle. This is not the best strategic battle way, but they used to lock arms and go into battle. Not saying we should, but a lot of people, I think, died needlessly because of that strategy. But we lock arms and we know who the enemy is. And we can fight him in prayer. And I'm telling you, prayer is so effective. We have watched over and over and over prayers being answered because they go forth. They are powerful and effective. We will not shy away from the battle. We'll face it head on with confidence because we know our king. So when you know the king and you're loyal to the king, your loyalty goes to death. You don't just like leave the battle in the middle. In spite of fear, you take your place, and you know your place. There's a place of distinction. It's not of defiance, but of submission and humility. An army without order is no army at all, but guerrilla warfare. We are a force to be reckoned with. We are an army of order, because God always has order. So we have talked about the power of our thinking and the power of our minds. Let's fight together and win. Let us celebrate our victories together and fearlessly go forth with the kingdom of heaven, because the Lord, he is coming back for his bride. So let's be ready, girls. Winning. So how do we fight our battles? 1 Chronicles 23:30 says, each morning and evening they stood before the Lord to sing songs of thanks and praise to him. Praise gets us access. It will bless the Lord. It will refresh your soul. Praise gives you access to the kingdom. We praise him in the midst. Heidi said it too, but I will say it again, and the next preacher will say it again, and they'll keep saying it. Praise, praise him, praise him, praise him. When you get in there, you praise him. When everything's falling to pieces, you praise him. When you are in the most victorious spot and you won the biggest battle and all the loot is yours, praise him. because there's a day coming, you're going to praise him. And the next day you're going to praise him. In the midst of when your flesh feels like it is so defeated, praise him, and it will start to rise up inside of you, and strength will come out, and it will start to be your fire, and you will be going forward. Brave, according to the, I think that Heidi, you did brave last night. Did you do brave? Oh, good. So brave is very similar. Ready to face and endure danger or pain, showing courage. Synonyms are courageous, valiant, heroic, lion-hearted, great-hearted, and indomitable. We're not spiritless, but we're spirit-filled. For God did not, 2 Timothy 1:7 says, for God did not give me a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. We know this, but do we know it? Do you go around saying, no, I have a sound mind. My mind doesn't wander all over the place and act crazy. Nope, I have a sound mind. I control my thoughts because I will filter them. I will not let anything go on in my head because it's mine. Would you let, like, strangers come in your house and trash it? No, you lock the door. So get your mind, get it, and you say, mm-mm. Line up. And if you can't write at the moment, just get out the word and start reading it. Get out praise music and start to listen to it. Because let me tell you, even Saul was comforted with praise music, with David singing and making music to the Lord. He was even comforted, and he was crazy. So crazy can't stay in this house. So 2 Corinthians 13:5 says, examine yourselves as to whether you are in faith. What does that mean? That means we have an assignment. We have assignment to look at everything, to take account for things. Like, I'm going to tell you, it's not your mother's fault. It's not your father's fault. It's not your kid's fault. It's not anyone's fault. You are responsible for you, and we've all walked through circumstances. But if Joyce Meyer can walk through those circumstances, we can walk through ours, and we can come out victorious, because that's what the devil does. He makes it say, well, you've gone through this, so you can't do. You can't work for the Lord. Oh, yeah? Well, I'm walking through that, and I'm going to bring other women through that, and it's going to be glorious, and I am going to be like, praise you, Jesus. My family's serving the Lord. My friends are serving. Everybody I see is going to serve the Lord because they need to know freedom and truth, like I have found freedom and truth. Does that mean that I have had every day sunshine and roses? Praise God, not even a little. But there are victorious things, and there are things that we work out because the word works. Can I talk to you guys about fear a little bit? About fear of rejection, fear of people. I have like very little time, so I'll talk really fast for the last part. So fear of rejection, fear of people, fear of failure, fear of walking into a room and nobody knowing you, fear of somebody not remembering your name, fear of spiders, fear of snakes, fear of houses on fire, fear of, let me tell you, there is nothing that God has not already conquered for you. And if you agree with his word, fear can't stand. Fear can't stand in your home. Just like that fear, Heidi. That was great. I can't, no, don't get off focus. Heidi was talking about fear last night and that tangible feeling. Well, I'm telling you that the glory of God is a tangible feeling, and fear can't stand in the glory. So we're going to walk in the glory, and you know the Holy Spirit can rest on you like a dove. So when we're walking in love, the Holy Spirit is, he loves that. So we're going to walk in love. We're going to walk in kindness. We are choosing to walk. Now, that doesn't mean you can't be bold and can't be strong. Kindness doesn't mean you let people run all over you. And boldness and kindness can come together. We don't have to be a doormat, but we can absolutely use kindness with lion-hearted faith. Whew. So, don't be afraid. Okay. We win, we win, we win, we win, we win, we win. I'm going to say it again. We win, we win. We have the victory. We have the victory in this life. We are not going to mope around and say, poor me, poor me. Oh, poor me. But you don't know what happened to me. I had a house fire, a flood. I had bed bugs. I had a lot of kids. These are really true things. We've had all of those. And you know what? Yes, there were times where I wanted to sit and just like be like, why? Why? And then I was like, shut up, Lindsay, and praise him. We're going to praise him. We're going to grow through it, and we're going to walk through it. And do you know how faithful God was through every moment in those things? He was so faithful. Not for a moment did he leave me.
No, not for a moment. David hid in caves. He hid in caves, people. We don't have caves. We have houses or apartments or whatever. We have homes. We don't have to face some things that really amazing people of the Bible face. And we have some serious modern amenities. So praise the Lord for modern amenities. Okay. So our battle cry is praise. Our weapon is the word of God. Our strategy is love. We're women of dignity, well-prepared, completely confident, prayed up, read up, backed by the king. We know our true enemy. We're willing to cover each other. We serve others. We lay down selfishness, pride, insecurity, wrong motives, and we get face to face with the king. He knows all things. We make mistakes. We repent. We care for others. We serve others. We know our places. We stand for justice. We love mercy. We are not complacent. We dispel the darkness. We are atmosphere changers. We're strong in the Lord. We are brave and we are fearless. What does that look like? We're focused women. We know who we are. We're not confused. We know whose we are. We're completely secure in everything we do. We have access to the kingdom. We have the greater one living on the inside. We have the answer to every situation. We're strong in the Lord. We choose our words wisely. We build up. We don't tear down. We're diligent. We're humble. We're confident. We're strong together. We're not led by our emotions. Praise the Lord. That's a whole, month series. We are fully supplied. We're courageous. And we are fearless. So women, take this and be bold and go and conquer your world through the love of Jesus Christ.
Thank you for taking the time to listen today. If you would like more information about Faith Family Church, including service times and location, visit faithfamilybillings.com.